acupuncture. It's a centuries-old Eastern approach to what ails you, but how is it regulated in this modern day and age? Well, that's the subject of our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Today, Investigations Editor John Hill joins us from their Kaimuki studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your headline caught my eye, a long-time acupuncturist who pushed for oversight, now under investigation.
Yeah, and the acupuncturist is Mike Hashimoto. He came to Hawaii from Japan in the 1960s and was instrumental in setting up oversight of acupuncturists for the first time. Up until that time, it had been mostly an underground business in which acupuncturists treated their own ethnic groups and just were word of mouth. People learned about them by word of mouth rather than advertising.
Well, I have to say, I've done acupuncture, but after reading your article, I was thinking, wow, I've been pretty naive. I didn't know a lot about the regulation here, you know, in Hawaii or across the U.S. at all.
Yeah, I mean, there is regulation now. We have, it's evolved a lot since Mike Hashimoto first proposed it in the 1960s. There is oversight, but there are some problems with the way they do it.
Right, and your story brings home a complaint against him.
That's right. He had a patient, a longtime patient in 2016 named Janet Moya, who alleges that he touched her genitals and was testing her sexual response. These are things that would be inappropriate for an acupuncturist. He denies all of these charges. But these charges were made in 2016, so it's almost 3 years ago now.
And so no investigation, no determination one way or the other?
There has not been a determination. There has been an investigation, but it has taken this long. The prosecuting attorney's office, HPD, and the prosecuting attorney's office looked into the charges and decided not to file anything. Then RICO, the Regulated Industries Complaints Office, sort of took over at that point. And one of the problems is that RICO, which investigates all sorts of professionals in Hawaii, from doctors to contractors to acupuncturists, they wait until the prosecuting attorney's office has made a decision about whether to go forward to do their own investigation. So that was one cause of the delay.
So the system that we've got in place, I mean, does it really fall short then in achieving what it's supposed to if we have this case that's kind of outstanding?
I mean, it's the question of justice delayed is not justice. I think it's hard in cases like this on both parties for the victim who is looking for some sort of resolution and the ability to move on, and also for the practitioner who has this cloud hanging over his head. Now, Dr. Hashimoto was in a unusual case for someone who is accused of this kind of thing, in that he served on the board that makes decisions about people accused of these sorts of things.
Yeah, a little awkward. What's his status?
His status now is that he left the board last fall, and we're told that he left the board because he had hit the 8-year limit for serving on the board, rather than anything to do with the cloud over his conduct, unresolved cloud. We don't know how it will go. One interesting aspect of this case is that the governor's office, which appointed Dr. Hashimoto, did not know about these charges, and they told me they have no mechanism to find out if the people that they have appointed to various regulatory boards have been charged of something like this.
Wow. So not a very good process for vetting.
Yeah. The process for vetting, and also the process for finding out something new about an appointee that they might not hear about. Now, of course, Dr. Hashimoto has the presumption of innocence and due process as a licensee. But when it comes to serving on a board, well, that's an optional sort of honorary thing. And you would think the governor's office might want to know about this kind of charge.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else you can add just on the number of complaints that we do get against acupuncturists, or how the industry is set up here?
Well, one thing is that struck me in doing the reporting for this story is there has not been an acupuncturist disciplined by the board since 2010. That seems odd. I looked into some other states, and it seemed like there were more frequent administrative actions against the licenses of acupuncturists, so I'm not sure what's going on there.
And then do we have more acupuncturists here than anywhere else?
We don't have more as a raw number, but we have, according to one study that I found, a very recent study, in fact, we have a much, much higher rate, sort of per capita rate of acupuncturists than any other state.
Okay, interesting. All right, thanks so much, John.
Well, thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring editor John Hill. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.